This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time 7 after the hour. For the people associated with the Good Day program and the DJV experience to bring us some thoughts on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The top stories, top topics, top people in discussion mode. It seems that our ranks have been affected by technology and travel. Therefore, Mr. McFadden is not with us with his comments and ideas, although if he were any kind of a guy, he would have been on the phone with us. I don't know what happened to that. And then, did we even think about that, Kara? I don't even know that we thought about that, in fact. It seems to me.
I'm sure he thought about it and didn't want it.
I kept right on thinking.
And Jennifer Horn, who is the mainstay along with me of this program, Victoria Keelan's technology problems keep her from having an impact. She has great thoughts about the issues of the week. So, Jennifer, it's up to you and me to work our way through this list and for people to think as they're listening to us, well, I agree with that. Or, no, those stupid sons of guns, I don't agree with anything they say. It's all about opinion. It's all about, I mean, there's certain, I always have this conversation because we get into a discussion of facts versus the truth. Your truth may be different than my truth. So we start with the facts, and then you can deliver your truth, whatever your thing is, whatever your comment may be, your opinion. And sometimes you've got to clarify that a little bit for the unwashed who may not be too close to some of these stories. And frankly, some of them are of little interest to me. You're welcome to have your 2 cents worth, Jen, if you want, or you can participate with us by dialing 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. If that seems appropriate, a lot of people would rather be on social media, Twitter at DJV Show, or Facebook, DJV Show, either of those two connections. So let me go through the top 10 items this week, according to the research at Talkers. What's going on in the playoffs and football at the bottom end of this, the sports talk radio shows, hosts, their ideas, Tom Brady naked on the beach in Italy.
Well, top story of the week.
Yeah, right. I said to you, I thought I looked better than he did in terms of what my body looks like. Anyway,
I'm going to take your word for it.
Thank you. Number 8, the problems with Samsung and exploding Galaxy Note 7s and exploding washing machines and that sort of thing. You'd think a company that was as big as this would be paying more attention to quality control. I don't quite get how this whole thing has gotten as bad as it has. And even the replacement phones were blowing up. Mm-hmm. So they stopped selling them. I don't know that it was on the spirit of the heels of this. I've had a Samsung Galaxy 4 for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I never quite use it because it always seemed awkward to me. I was told when I got it, Jennifer, that it would be easy for me because I'm a PC guy or Microsoft guy, whatever. Not a Mac person. But I'm sort of
Mac
slowly
person
getting
either.
That way.
Yeah, I'm not a Mac person either, but I will tell you just from my own experience, because I've had both Droid technology and Apple technology, the iPhones are really intuitive to operate.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it might be a little hard the first time, you know, the first couple of weeks you have them, but it really kind of sinks in to the fact where you see babies picking up these iPhones. They're able to pick it up and go through it. It's kind of scary.
But, yeah, I have a new iPhone this week. I traded in my Samsung, not because of what was going on. I just think that they're hard to use. I don't find myself easily going to them, whereas, and I'm even feeling awkward with the iPhone, but I'm getting my way through it. And plus, I have people around me who know how to use them, so they can, you know, everybody's got
that makes a difference.
Easy to tutor.
These notes, though, if you've seen the images, if you've seen the Samsungs actually blown up and what they look like, I swear they look like your brain on this election cycle, don't they? They're like steaming and melted and into like a little ball. It's bad.
Ugly.
You can't even have them on a plane anymore.
Nope. Speaking of planes, this week as a countdown extra and aside, the third large airline to have this problem, there are four really huge carriers now. American is number one, Delta number two, United number three, Southwest number four. And American and Delta have both had their problems, and Southwest did too, with their computer systems basically just melting. And that's what happened yesterday. Those of you who are listening to this over the course of the weekend and you were on a trip and you were taking a United flight, you had a little problem because their computer system completely melted, and for 4 or 5 hours, every single United flight was grounded. And they finally figured out how to fix it, and they got things going. But even in 4 or 5 hours, with airlines that are this big these days, there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are affected by something like that. So the computer glitch that was part of the problem halted departures, whether it was international or domestic. And so all of the rivals have had the same experience, not a pleasant experience. Now, add that to the realities of what happened. Number seven this week, Hurricane Matthew and the aftermath of that, there were 5,000 flights that were canceled in and out of the southeastern United States because of Hurricane Matthew last weekend and earlier this week. 5,000. Can you imagine?
Well, it was such a mess because a lot of the airlines actually had to move their planes off of their where their airport homes were, essentially, because the wind and the rain would have destroyed them. So, I mean, that had to add an extra element of just ickiness to to them trying to get back on track.
Well, you get them out, you park them someplace like most of those planes that were in the southeast, the Miami. I mean, American has one of its major hubs there, and at any given time, there are at least 100 American planes on the ground at the Miami airport. So they got to move them all to Dallas. And where do they park them when they get them there? And the same is true for anybody that had a JetBlue. All of the major airlines are in and out of there, and the international flights just didn't fly. They keep them out of there. You're right. So that's one of the things that happens that people don't necessarily think about, the ramifications of all the things, the cruise ships that had to be sent out of harbor. They just, some of them sat out in the middle of the Atlantic for 2 or 3 days just going around in a circle. Yeah, just waiting it out. Yeah, imagine being on that cruise. Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a little much.
Yeah. All right, we continue to go through the stories with our comments from this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Countdown at 14 past the hour.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last, like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off, and get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to Doug Likes Beets. Hits.com to order.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
All right, we have 17 after the hour. This is the Good Day / DJV experience opinion piece. That is a good way of describing this as anything. Each week, the people associated with my various programs are here to go through the list, the charts that have all of the top 10 items from the News Talk Radio world, according to Talkers Magazine from the week, with our thoughts. And let's see, we've gotten ourselves from number 7, the hurricane, to number 6, number 5. Basically, it's all about what's going on in the Middle East, the Russians, the Syrians, the Yemenis, as there was a situation that existed. Jennifer not only does this program, she does a morning program in Los Angeles and an afternoon program out in the valley. So she is, and it's much more political than is our program that we do in the morning. So you are up on many of these things, and you not only talk about them on the air, you have co-hosts and you have people calling with opinions on these.
Sure.
What do people think we ought to do about the missiles that were fired on our Navy?
Well, I think, you know, the sad thing is that this story has not even seen the light of day because everybody's talking about the Donald Trump sex tape. It's like there are important things going on, and we are into a full week of coverage where people are just playing over and over and over again that yucky audio from the Access Hollywood.
11 years ago.
This is a really, I mean, it's just a story that deserves attention, though, because what's been going on, if you haven't heard about it, is that the Houthis, which is very fun to say, are backed by Iran. They are in Yemen. So now you have the Yemenis and you have the Iranians kind of in play here. They've been shooting off things at our ships
Navy
out there,
ships.
Right? They've been at our Navy ships.
Yeah.
And we've been saying, no, 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 we've been trying to draw this line in the sand. Well, finally, we fired back. And it's about time, because you can't continually let these people blow things at you.
The designated survivor.
Exactly right. So we actually just a few days ago blew some missiles back towards Yemen, and so now people are saying, okay, does this cause problems? Are we, you know, are we headed for war with Iran? Are we headed for war with Yemen? Most people believe that since these are these Houthi rebels and that Iran doesn't want to let on that they're funding them, probably will be okay. But that's, I mean, this is a huge story that I think has bigger ramifications than whether or not Donald Trump said, you know, the P-word on a bus.
Yep. That's not what's captured
people's
attention.
But we can't talk about it. Exactly.
So, the Navy has now retaliated. So in retaliation for that, the Iranians have sent a couple of warships that are old Russian junks that, no, I don't know, are they Russian ships? Or are they maybe Chinese ships? Anyway, they bought some old, their Navy is a bunch of old relics. And so they've sent them headed toward where the American ship is for a more, I suppose,
it's escalating. Don't forget, Iran has done this to us before. I mean, if you remember, just as that Iranian deal was signed between President Obama and Iran, there was, you know, that intimidation thing where they caught a lot of our men, our Navy men, and intimidated them, made them get on their hands and knees. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer and Doug, 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
And change after the hour with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, part of the DJV experience and the Good Day Gang, overviewing what Michael Harrison and the staff at Talkers Magazine have put together for a list this week of the top stories. We're telling stories about the stories with our thoughts and opinions about them. I'm sure you have an opinion. Jennifer and I were just expressing our disdain for the reality of how the news media and simple-minded people who are not very smart are trying to get you to be distracted by what Bill Clinton did. I think the Obama people should be ashamed of themselves for bringing that focus around. It's kind of it's really bitten them in the butt, because now the focus is on Trump doing, or at least saying, he said, all I did was talk. Clinton did was action. But what's that got to do with being president? In reality, I mean, so Bill Clinton is a disgusting pig. Fine. Or not fine. And what did happen, we know happened, was a horrible time for him, his family, that young woman whose life was ruined, women being disrespected in the way that it's just kind of, they talk about it in terms of locker room. I don't know women. You can tell me about this, Jennifer. I don't travel in circles. I mean, I have the lady in my life once in a while is known to have an expletive or two at her hand.
You too, by the way.
Newsflash.
Newsflash.
But do women, the women that I don't, that I hang around with her, and certainly I wouldn't think of, I don't know what they're like when they're by themselves. Maybe that's the question here. Around me, they're very proper, reserved for the most part if they're together. I mean, if it's just the two of us, we are who we are. With you, I know you very well. I'm trying to think of some of the women that you hang around with. Do you go into situations where you talk? Are women likely to talk in the same basic vein as the sort of thing that came out of Trump's mouth or comes out of guys' mouths? Locker room talk?
Yes, women do have locker room talk. Men have locker room talk. Newsflash, everybody has said some pretty bad things that they are probably proud of at least once or twice in their life. I think the problem with what Trump said, number one, is that it's Trump and that there is already a lot of anti-Trump sentiment going on and that he wasn't doing very well with female voters. The fact is that what makes your stomach flip is when he says, I just go up and grab women by the hmm-hmm and drag them around, kind of giving the idea, and it's not a surprising one, but it's a stereotype, that, you know, billionaires and reality stars, people in Hollywood can do whatever they want. What I have a problem with is a lot of...
And ex-presidents can do whatever they want.
Right. I mean, the issue for me is kind of twofold. Number one, yes, the actions of Bill Clinton, I don't care what he did in his bedroom. What I don't like is when someone accuses you of rape, to have someone who is running as the female superhero on the ticket, who is playing the woman card, who actually sells women cards as a fundraising tool. You have in the pocket, you have a lot of these women saying that Hillary Clinton intimidated them, dropping dead animals on their doorstep. I mean, having threatening to release naked pictures. To me, that's not really feminist behavior. I would say, after all this stuff that has come out, we know that both of the presidential candidates have deep character flaws, right? So we scratched that out of both of their columns. So now we look at their records and we look at what kind of policy they've presented, or at least they're talking about presenting to the American people, and you decide what's more, what's okay for you when you take character out of it. Sadly, that's the state we're in right now, is that character is gone from presidential elections. It's kind of gross, kind of disgusting, but then start looking at the policies, and I mean, you can make your clear decision, or you can make a decision. Hopefully, it's clear for you.
It would never, with the Obama-Clinton thing from 8 years ago, we thought it would never get any lower or worse than that. And yet, here we are.
Here we are.
The lowest of the low.
And a lot of the stuff that we're hearing, by the way, was recycled from where it started in that Clinton and Obama primary.
28 past the hour.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
No secrets here. 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn going through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of October 10th to the 14th. We've been through the stories, although I say...
Why are you taking a deep breath?
Because it's so much baloney. All of this stuff, it's so... It's simple...
And think about what's really happening.
It's shallow. It's,
well, we're all distracted. You know, there's like big stuff that you know is going on while we're all, you know, running around with our heads cut off.
You know, but here's another way of looking at it. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to go through the people's list. And let's think about these people in terms of their dreams. What they, we all have dreams. You have dreams. I have dreams. People listening have dreams. And if you dream small, you don't go very far. If you have big dreams, and then you accomplish a lot. If you understand what in my world is the subconscious relationship to the conscious mind, what you think about as you go to bed is what you manifest through the night. It becomes moderately complicated to understand how the mind works, but it really is important, I think, for putting all of this stuff in the proper perspective. So let's just think about people. Are all of the people on this list? Here are the top 10 names associated with discussions on News Talk radio stations this week, according to the Talkers research. Tom Brady is at number 10. Edward Snowden is at number 9. Michelle Obama is at 8. Mike Pence at 7. Tim Kaine at 6. Pukin Putin at 5. Paul Ryan at 4. Obama at 3. Clinton at 2. And Trump at 1. So let's think about any or all of these people in terms of what their lives have been like and what has gotten them to where they are. Is it that they dream big? Is it that they've worked hard? Is it that they're lucky? I don't know that I would apply that to Snowden or Assange in the terms of whatever their dreams. I'm sure they've had dreams and they become well known because they've been successful at what they've done. I guess depending on your definition of success. But Brady, what were his dreams, and has he realized them? I want to be the best quarterback in the NFL. Arguably, he is. Mm-hmm. Assange wanted the world to know who he was, and information was king with him, so he figured out using technology how to spread. And I think the same can be said, Jennifer, of Snowden, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Snowden to a lesser extent, because I was just reading this article about Assange that was very interesting that you brought it up. It's synchronicity, as our friend Uri Geller would say. And that Julian Assange has always wanted to be this alternative statesman, and he's always wanted to have an impact on our presidential election system here. And, you know, he has this grudge for whatever reason with Hillary Clinton. These emails are coming out, and he's got, I think, 40,000 more to dump on Americans before Election Day. That's the rumor, at least. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if this is using your power for good or bad, but, you know, you dream of wanting to have power in this country, and you realize it's probably not going to happen in the traditional political party system, so you become this outside source who can just dump in all of this information so that the media, I mean, it kind of evens out the strength of the media, I guess, Julian Assange, but at the same time, it's just interesting how he found himself in that place. And you're right. Did he dream about being president one day and thought, well, maybe this is, you know, obviously not in the cards for me, so how can I affect these elections instead?
Well, yeah, I think the Snowden is a different. I think Assange is an egomaniac. I don't get
there's
that
more
sense
ego
from
there.
Snowden. Yeah, right. I don't think Snowden's driven by anything but the right motives. I don't get
Well,
that
and I think Snowden probably now has a serious grudge, is what I think. Wow. I mean, once you get run out of once you get
he's
run out
to
of
help.
Town.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Then of
for
course
doing
you're
the right
be
thing.
Seeking retribution. Right.
It shows you how sick the thinking is in the corridors of power in Washington. Just plain sick. All right, speaking of that, Michelle Obama's number 7. What do you suppose her inspirations were as a youngster and her dreams? Did you think she grew up thinking, I want to be the First Lady of the United States?
I would hope that most women, if they are born now, and I think that's why you see kind of some anti-Hillary sentiment, is that most women are born to think, I want to be the first president. I want to be
first
a president.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily think girls are dreaming about being the first lady anymore. I would hope that's the case anyway.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama, though, the reason she's trending this week is she's been out campaigning for Hillary Clinton, giving these powerful speeches. And so I'm going to bring out my Jennifer Horn crystal ball here. And I predict that you will see Michelle Obama running for the presidency in the next 10 years.
Really?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
People
she's supposed to be
her.
Running for the Senate in Illinois. That was something that was rumored.
For whatever reason, people love her. They love the fact, and she gives these great speeches. I mean,
but
she really does.
She's a lot more likable than her husband.
She has a charisma when she delivers a speech that I think touches a lot of people, whether you believe in her politically or not. But she's been a very powerful force for Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail because she attacks the heck out of Donald Trump without ever saying his name.
And look at how her and the husband were attacked by Hillary Clinton 8 years ago.
If you read any of the books out about their relationship, these families hate each other. This
don't
is
like
purely, I mean, this is a matter of politics
exposure.
And about the survival of the Democratic Party because they do not like each other. I think Michelle and Valerie Jarrett had a really hard time with Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. There were thought that there was kind of like a little triangle between these women. And so it's interesting she's hitting the trail.
Okay, so just as an aside, I don't know that we have the audio. I don't think we need it anyway. About, 10 days ago, when Shimon Peres died in Israel and Obama flew over on Air Force One to the funeral, Bill Clinton went over on his private plane or in some other way he got there. He was there a day before. And then on the way back, Obama said, you want to hitch a ride with me coming back? And Clinton says, yeah. So at the airport, after the funeral's over, and they bomb back to the airport to get on the plane because they want to get back, to Washington. So everybody's on the plane, and Obama's standing in the doorway of the plane, and this is all captured. Everything gets captured on video these days. So Obama's nervously walking around in the doorway of the plane, looking, and he keeps pointing to somebody. You don't know who it is for the first 30 or 40 seconds. Of the video. And then he starts saying, Bill, come on. He's yelling down the stairs. Bill, come on, let's go. We got to go. Like, it was a very real moment. He's yelling at Clinton because Clinton, as usual, is down on the tarmac yakking with somebody. Everybody else is on the plane. They're waiting for Clinton. And he's still having a conversation. So Obama yells down at him, come on, Bill, let's go. And it was just like that. Yes, let's come on. Let's go. We got to get out of here. And so Clinton walks up the stairs, and Obama's there at the top of the stairs to greet him. Now, these people, these two guys have not liked each other at all.
Right.
But it was sort of an
really
interesting, warm moment in a manner of speaking. Clinton puts his arm around Obama as he shakes his hand, and they both walk into Air Force One together. What an interesting club. How many people have been able to ride in that plane, for example?
Yeah.
Over the years. It's really a very, you know, you see.
Well,
how,
I think that ties
people.
Them together, regardless of whether like each other personally. I mean, that's a really small club. And, you know, most of the time the living membership doesn't exceed five.
Nope. Nope. What is it now? George Bush the father.
Jimmy Carter.
George Bush the son.
Baby
Jimmy
George.
Carter.
Bill Clinton.
Bill
President
Clinton.
Obama. You've got five.
That's it. We got five of them. That's it. Five alive and, I mean, four exes and one about to be an ex. Yep. All right. So speaking of exes, et cetera. In the focus in a moment, two other names, Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. What do you suppose their dreams were as they grew up? We'll speculate on that. Here are the stories. Let me underscore the items that we are discussing. That is conversation directly focused on one of these 10 items, and sometimes the conversation gets off onto other things. That's the beauty of having conversation. We all don't rehearse our conversation. We just think, okay, how about this? At number 10 and number 9 on the countdown this week, the focus on playoff action in baseball and what's going on in the NFL, the football games, etc. Number 8, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 legal problems. They have legal problems because they're all blowing up and people are suing them. Hurricane Matthew at number 7, the aftermath of that. Number 6, the violence in the Middle East. Number 5, our Navy destroyer being attacked, in a manner of speaking. The Clinton emails at number 4. The WikiLeaks Clinton dump, doc dump number 3. Trump and the presidential race occupy number 2 and number 1 this week on the countdown. 43 after the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last, like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off, and get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today. Day.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry super beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 46 past the hour, continuing to examine the people and the stories that are prominent this week with our opinions. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, our relationship has been solid for 12 years. How long have you been on the air with me? It's been
10 years. 10 years,
yeah.
Yeah.
My heavens. You were just a kid.
I was just a baby, a mere baby.
Let's spend a minute going over the people list as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all kinds of information. The most complete information about this format on the radio comes at talkers.com. So each week we have a list of the popular people in discussion terms and stories. So number 10 on the people list is Tom Brady. Number 9, Edward Snowden. Number 8, Julian Assange. Most people think that most people hold the two of them in contempt. I don't hold either of them in contempt, although I do like what Snowden did. I think he was a good American and a patriot. Assange is just an opportunist. Michelle Obama in number 7. The vice presidential candidates at number 6. Pukin Putin from Russia, number 5. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, number 4. Barack Obama, 3. Hillary Clinton, number 2. And in the number 1 position, no surprise here, the number 1 person being discussed is the Donald Trump. All right, we're going through the list of people. We've been through the stories, kind of discounted the presidential stuff because it's the same old, same old. But I decided to take an approach when looking at these names, trying to think about what these people were aiming for as kids growing up. What were their dreams? What do you suppose Mike Pence thought he was going to be as he grew up, or Tim Kaine, Jen?
Well, Mike Pence, to me, has a really interesting career because he started out in talk radio. Obviously, he wanted to impact people's feelings and their minds. So he started out in talk radio, and then he found his way into government, and he's held many roles. Tim Kaine, the same thing. He didn't have the talk radio history, of course, but he, yeah. Has held all kinds of offices, political office.
Yeah, he's been a mayor. He's
governor, mayor, yeah. Senate. I mean, so yeah. lots of places for him to go. I have a feeling that both of them probably had hoped that being a vice presidential candidate might be easier.
Yeah.
They both have to do lots of defending. They both are challenged quite a bit. They're both Catholics. They both get challenged on their Catholicism and their points of view that don't necessarily work with the Catholic faith. So, I mean, it's not an easy job, I think, running for VP is tough.
Have you found, you and I have talked about Pence because I don't like him. I don't like Kaine either, but then I don't like any of these people.
This is a theme for you.
Yeah, I don't like them. I just don't like them. They're not likable people. None of these people are likable people.
I think that Mike Pence is very likable to me. I think Tim Kaine, it seems pretty likable. Now, when they debated each other, Tim Kaine seemed a lot less likable to me because he was sort of interrupting and whining, and it didn't look good.
Yeah, Pence did present himself well. He did do a good job. I did say that on the air. I think I just don't care for his. Maybe I should say I don't like. Instead, that's inappropriate for me to say or for anyone to say. I don't like
him. You don't
him.
Like that he's socially
conservative. I don't like his ideas. His ideas bother me. Yeah, the social conservatism stuff just doesn't make it with me. So anyway, that's the story with those guys. Putin is on the list this week. He's just an opportunist. That's
right.
What you say about him. Smart opportunist.
Somehow his name has been mentioned in our election cycle, probably only as just right. Under Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah. And then there's Paul Ryan, who this week said, I'm not campaigning for Trump, but I'll probably vote for him. And I'm betting a lot of the people who are noising around who are saying, I can't vote for him, they're going to vote for him. He's not going to tell anybody they're voting for him.
Two choices. Suck it up, get out the clothespin, make the vote.
Yeah. Those are right. There are. It's too bad. Maybe some of you think there's only one choice. Ha! 10 before the hour here. Thank you, Jen Jen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, and because Victoria is in absentia today, it falls on me to do the review of the top five tech stories of the week. I'm usually the big voiced announcer, and Victoria has the role of going through the stories that have most affected you in technology this week. But because Victoria is not here, we have the official, the real big voiced announcer.
Number five.
Number five on the list of hot topics this week in technology, the new app, the Speaky app. Speaky app will help you get through your day of reading material. If you love listening to podcasts on your daily commute, you will love the Speaky app. The app dictates articles as you're, it's kind of like listening to a CD or something as you're driving along. It dictates articles to you. That's great if you got a piece that you want to read, but you can't look down at your phone or your iPad or whatever device you have. Not a good idea. I've told the story on the air many times. When I used to work in Providence, I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive to the studio, and it was a boring ride, and I would read a book on my travel, and one eye on the road, one eye on the book. Not exactly a good idea. And I'm not advocating. I'm just saying this app sort of addresses that. The inbox function of the Speaky app conveniently shows how long it'll take to listen to each article before you start listening to it. So you can choose an article that you actually have time to finish before you get out of the car. Best part of this, though, is that the app picks up URLs that you've copied and automatically asks if you want to have them and add them to your reading list. So it knows, my God, it knows what you're reading. Oh-wee. All right, that's number five.
Number four.
Number four item this week, as we look at the technology items that move us forward, here's a low-tech way to clean your microwave oven. There's a tiny plastic doll that looks like an angry woman. A lot of buzz on the internet for being a helper in the kitchen. And this Angry Mama microwave cleaner, one of those infomercial products that looks pretty ridiculous, but actually works. If you follow the blogs here, Angry Mama uses water and vinegar to soften up the chunks of food that stick to the side wall of your microwave. You put the Angry Mama in your microwave for about 7 minutes. Watch steam rise from her head. This is chemically free. All it has in it is water and vinegar. That's it. You can add lemon juice if you like to freshen up your microwave. It's available on Amazon for $14.98.
Number three.
Number three is GE's new smart appliance pairing. They have teamed up with Amazon this week. And they're selling dishwashers equipped with an Amazon Dash replenishment. So here's what happens. The Wi-Fi connection to the dishwasher tells the people at Amazon when you're out of detergent pods. So automatically, when you're out, it reorders for you from Amazon, and they start shipping them to you. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you. Nobody's going to have to think. Nobody's going to have to do anything anymore. This stuff is pretty amazing. The dishwasher itself records how many cycles have run, so each new shipment of pods arrives before the supplies run out. It's all in a little computer chip, and it sends out the info back to GE and to Amazon. The announcement makes GE appliances now owned by a Chinese company, the first people who offer multiple product lines with what they call Dash replenishment, which is the soap. Pretty amazing, huh?
Number two.
Number two is Facebook's new events app. Facebook putting events front and center in a new app available for download today. It's free. Events from Facebook make it easier to see your current and upcoming events calendar. The product manager for this explains in a blog post that the app is designed for event seekers who are passionate about keeping up with nearby events and finding things to do with their friends. You open up the app to a home screen, shows the day's events going on in your area. You can look through the events, anything that's nearby, search for other things if you want to go to other places and other events. So like if you're in Charlotte and you want to find a live music show this weekend, you no longer have to search Google or Ticketmaster. You just search with events from Facebook and see the options. Pretty interesting.
Number one.
The number one tech story this week, Verizon pushing for a $1 billion discount off its pending $5 billion agreement to buy Yahoo. The deal actually may fall apart because Yahoo is resisting this. But you know what happened last week. Yahoo got bludgeoned by that bad news, been hacked. Usernames and passwords for 500 million accounts were swiped. It was learned that Yahoo has been ordered by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to scan emails for terrorist signatures. Nobody likes that. And actually, nobody really likes. The two of them are great partners. Nobody likes Verizon. Nobody likes Yahoo. There we are, the top tech stories of the week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
How confident are you in your food storage?
If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores don't have to eat. Yum!